Chairwoman McIntosh, Chairwoman Hickson, Vice Chair Malone, Vice Chair Rosenberg, thank you all very, very much for the opportunity to testify before you today. As we consider the urgent question of transportation funding, let me begin with three facts about our shared reality. Fact number one, as a state, we now have the longest average daily commute in America, longer than New York, longer than New Jersey, longer than Illinois, longer than California. Fact number two, these ever-growing congestion costs are the direct result of an ever-declining revenue source, a flat, fixed-rate, per-gallon tax. We cannot maintain or build out a 21st-century transportation system for a population our size with a level of investment that was fixed and set 20 years ago. Number three, even if we were to apply the 6% sales tax to a gallon of gasoline, Marylanders would be paying a smaller portion of their gas bill to taxes now than we were in 1992. Progress is a choice. Job creation is a choice. Allowing worsening congestion to rob us of ever greater amounts of our time and of our money and of our productivity, these two are choices. We make our own future. We govern ourselves. And to govern is to choose. A couple of days ago, I was talking to a businessman from Southern Maryland. And he was in Annapolis for Leadership Maryland. And he said to me, "Governor, let me just say, I'm against all taxes, but we pay for that too." Indeed, we do. We pay for that too. Look, none of us wants to pay more at the pump. We do not have to do this. But you here know that if we do not, we will pay for that too. Because inaction, especially in this case, does have a cost. We don't have to widen 301, but if we do not, inaction has a cost, and we'll pay for that too. We don't have to move forward on congestion relief at Indian Head Highway and 210, but if we do not, we'll pay for that too. We don't have to rebuild the Dover Bridge, but if we do not, we will pay for that too. We don't have to do the Corridor Cities Transitway. We don't have to do the Red Line or the Purple Line, but if we don't, we'll pay for that too. We don't have to repair the bridges that feed that job generator that is the Port of Baltimore. But if we don't, we'll pay for that too. Roads do not upgrade or maintain themselves. Bridges do not repair themselves or rebuild themselves. Minneapolis, Kentucky, Ohio are not the only places where bridges crumble as they get older. Our transportation infrastructure here in Maryland does not grow broader or stronger with age. No one has wanted to address this problem for 20 years. And every year, therefore, our people are paying an increasing cost for this inaction, and in so many different ways. Recently, the Baltimore Sun editorialized, quote, "Higher prices at the pump may be unwanted, but a deteriorating transportation system is costly too, not only in mere congestion, but also in lost economic opportunity. It is the cost, Madam Chairs, of time lost sitting in traffic when we should be at home with our families. It is the cost of gasoline and money lost idling in bumper-to-bumper beltway traffic that looks a lot more like a parking lot than it does like a highway, in jams at rush hour and now non-rush hour as well. It is the cost of lost productivity at work. It is the ever-increasing cost of damage to our air and environment. It is the cost we incur to our very quality of life, all of which affects our economic competitiveness as a people and as a state. To attract jobs, to create jobs, to retain jobs, to grow jobs, and to give our children better opportunities than the ones that our parents gave us. As we search for common good and a way forward, as we look for the good intentions in one another, let's ask ourselves if doing less will address this problem. Let's ask ourselves if getting along with less will help us avoid these ever-escalating costs. With our increased population, How many fewer lane miles do we need? How many fewer MARC trains? How many fewer metro lines do we need? How many can we shut down? How many fewer jobs do we need? How many of those now 106 structurally deficient bridges do we no longer need? How many of them can we close down and do without? How many fewer hours do we need with our families or at work? Everything has a cost. There is no way to construct a $100 million bridge for $10 million. There is no way to buy a 2012 model hybrid car for 1991 prices. Yes, we are all against taxes, but we pay for that too, and in this case, doing less will actually cost us more. The proposal before you today, through the years, there have been many recommendations on funding options, and most have garnered a lot more dust than they have support. Our proposal would phase in at no more than 2% a year over the course of the next several years the current state sales tax of 6%. Our proposal protects consumers with a braking mechanism should the price of gas spike in any given year beyond 15%. It protects new revenues from being used for priorities other than their intended transportation purposes. It helps our county and municipal governments, and you'll be hearing from some of our mayors, by restoring some of the funding loss when state grant programs were cut in the final budgets of this recession that we are now only emerging out of. It protects the health and safety of every citizen of Maryland, not only through more structurally safe bridges and roads, but also with an investment in the Maryland Emergency Systems Operations Fund, MSOF, for those of you acronyming along with us. Finally, it puts 7,500 moms and dads in our hard-hit construction trades back to work, building things that we actually need, roads and public transit throughout our state. And it paves the way for future job creation, economic growth, and opportunity in Maryland that is smart, green, and growing. Less traffic, better transit, and upgraded infrastructure and a better quality of life make a big difference for our top priority of retaining and attracting jobs in the state of Maryland. It makes a big difference in terms of expanded opportunities for our kids. The bill you considered will create jobs. It will improve the conditions that allow businesses to create and save jobs, and it will allow us to better protect the public safety on highways and bridges while also allowing us to grow our economy, create jobs, and expand opportunity to greater numbers of people. In conclusion, to create jobs, a modern economy requires modern investments. That's not a Democratic or Republican idea. That is an American truth. It is one that we have proved out in every single generation. Progress is a choice. None of us wants to look back someday as bridges start collapsing and closing in our own state and tell our kids that we could have done something, but we chose not to. We chose instead to simply kick the can down the road. Yes, we're all against taxes, but we pay for that too. And given the shared realities we face, the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of action. So let us move forward for greater jobs, for greater opportunities, for a better quality of life for Maryland. The choice is ours. Thank you all very, very much for your time.